I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife sources report the fall turkey hunting season is open in selected counties across West Virginia. When we return, we'll talk about the prospects for success right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Fall turkey season got started last weekend in West Virginia. Traditionally, the counties open for the fall run along the state's border with neighboring Virginia. But DNR Wildlife Chief Curtis Taylor, who is a lifelong turkey enthusiast, says they've been able to expand that westward as turkey numbers have gradually improved.
There's plenty of turkeys. We've made some changes to our brood reporting system, so the numbers don't look like they have in past years, but all the field reports indicate that we had a really good hatch, which we desperately needed. We haven't had a good hatch in quite a while, but we've opened three additional non-traditional counties this year. So there's 22 counties across the state where you could turkey hunt this morning.
In the old days, fall turkey season was one of the biggest hunting seasons of the year. That's not quite the case anymore. Not necessarily because there's a lack of turkeys. There are plenty. But it's because there's a lack of hunters, or at least hunters willing to hunt turkey instead of something else.
It started dropping off when we saw the big increase in interest in bow hunting. And you don't see folks traveling to the traditional fall turkey hunting counties like they used to. I can remember in the 70s, if you went up Route 92 in Greenbrier and Pocahontas County, there was no place to park. Every wide spot was taken up. There was camps everywhere, and they were up there to squirrel hunt and turkey hunt. Now with the increase in deer in the western and southern part of the state, people don't leave their county, and you can't blame them.
Unlike your spring gobbler hunting, where the calls are all about mating, the fall season is all about eating.
It's all about food and boot leather. You know, if you bust up a flock, it's not as difficult unless you don't really get a good breakup and you got the adult hen and all the young ones around her, and they're going to go to mama before they come to you.
General method for hunting fall turkeys: run in and break up the flock, sending them flying in all directions, then try to reassemble them, most of which are young turkeys, to within shotgun range. The challenge is to out-assemble the mother hen, but Taylor says there's a bigger challenge out there.
Probably the most difficult thing to do would be to restrict your hunting to adult gobblers only in the fall, because they're not very much of a social creature. And they don't really care if they get separated from their buddies.
Check your regulations carefully to make sure the fall hunting season is open in your county of West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.